Are you a busy woman who at times struggles with reducing your daily stress? Do you know that you need to slow down but do not know how? If you're looking at reducing your daily stress, you're in the right place. My name is Denise Eckert and I welcome you to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. I just love interviewing guests so they can share their stress-reducing tips and techniques with you. Now, if you find this podcast helpful, please share it with someone who struggles with stress. Because lowering our stress will make us a better person, a happier partner, mom, friend, neighbor, etc. And the best part is happiness is contagious. Enjoy this episode. Hi there, it's Denise Eckert. And I love coming on here and sharing different practices and techniques to help you lower your stress and create a happier lifestyle. And today I've got Steffi Peters, who's an intuitive artist and holistic psychologist who's moved from Peru in April 2021. To live a life inspired by her heart and soul's desire. She lives a simple life and loves sharing her story and assisting people on her own unique journeys. She strongly believes in the power of our inner beauty and weaves this quality into all her services. Well, welcome, Steffi. I can't wait to hear your story.
Hi, Denise. Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
Okay, so I need to hear your story.
Yeah. Well, let's see, okay, because this can go on for a few hours, but let me get to the essence. So, yeah, I've always been a very sensitive person, you know, since I was like this big. And so as I got to know myself over the years and had some not so easy experiences, not really fitting in or feeling like I don't really fit in, I kind of felt that I needed to do things a little bit differently, right? So instead of trying to fit into certain boxes, a certain system, doing a certain way of life, whatever, I felt like, okay, so this is me. I accept myself. I love myself. And I started to do things differently. So one of those things is I actually studied clinical psychology. But I felt very quickly as I started to work with clients that I was just not getting there. Like, I wasn't really feeling connected. I think that was pretty much it. You know, I was feeling very little connection with people. And that kind of invited me, that feeling, to open up and see what else is there, what other tools are there. So I kind of started to study a little bit more and do workshops and courses and whatnot. So, and I dove into mindfulness, meditation, I dove into creative methods. I dove into energetic ways of looking at people and helping them heal. So it became this much bigger thing for me. And it became actually easier to connect with people. And I understood that from that, it's just very different. And people actually, they themselves get closer to who they truly am. If I, as a professional, I'm able to offer them that space and that connection to open that up. So yeah. And then the other part is like the intuitive artist part. Well, that is something I pretty much decided for myself at some point. I am an artist and I've always loved music since I was little. Apparently, I was already like moving to classical music. I was like, this baby was all like up in classical music. And yeah, and then I started to do ballet. I studied music. I learned to play the flute. And yeah, all of that kind of led up to me today using those tools, but in a different way. So with that, I also felt that because I would go to academy, you know, music academy, and it was all about, not all about, but a lot of it was about performing and getting certain scores and whatnot. So, and I felt at some point that this just makes me feel stressed. It's not how I'm built. It's not how I'm designed. So now what I do is, yeah, I look at it in a more intuitive way. So I allow basically creativity and art, whatever instrument or tool I use for that, to kind of flow out of me in a way that I don't know beforehand, perhaps how it's going, what it's going to look like, what it's going to sound like. But it's more like it stems from a connection with self. So that is also what I offer to people. And the moving to Peru, well, that was just a part of it. I had actually traveled. Before I moved here, I had traveled across Latin America, parts of Africa, and I just felt that I just needed to step out of the system I was in and create a new life for myself, a new chapter. And for some reason, Peru was the place to come to and do that. And now that I'm here, I understand that, yes, good choice. Yeah, that's basically it in a nutshell. Yeah.
The universe led you to Peru. You went, and now you are where you're supposed to be, right?
Exactly.
And what I can relate with being, I used to be part of the Conservatory of Music for piano, and it was horrible. You were so stressed out. You were playing the same piece over and over and over again, like for months, getting it ready. And then you get into the exam, your hands are sweating, you're ready to pass out. And you've got one shot at the song to get whatever credential you're going to. It really turned me off of music, to be honest with you. Like, it wasn't fun at all.
I understand. I understand so very well. Yeah.
Now, creativity is very important, I find, because when we are doing something creative, we are working in that state of flow. So we're not thinking about, we're not stressing over different things. When you're doing a painting or singing or dancing, you're not thinking, oh, that email that I need to send, or that response, or this social media thing. You're really letting yourself, it's almost pouring out from the heart. Now, for someone listening to this, what steps can they take to get towards that creativity or that flow state?
Yeah, I think it's a lot about allowing yourself to just be. And I know that sounds very abstract, but we have a lot of roles, we have a lot of things to do every day. And what I would suggest for people is to incorporate just a little bit of creativity every day. It doesn't have to be like half an hour or whatever. I mean, if you want to, because you will understand that we can get lost in creativity once you're in that place, like, you know, you just start to flow, as you said. However, I think for people, for it to be more accessible, I think you can do whatever, 2 to 5 minutes every day of something that you feel is important to you or is nice to you. For some people, it's gardening. For other people, it's cooking. It doesn't have to be drawing or whatever it can be, because sometimes people think that creativity is more like towards specific mediums, but it's not. It's very, or you can just sing along with the song that you love so much. As long as you're kind of expressing yourself and really carving out maybe that space and time for you to really flow, as you said. And I think as we kind of allow this to be a part of our daily lives, we allow that quality of flow to have more space in our lives overall. That's what I very strongly believe. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that, because I never even thought cooking, it is creative. And I mean, I know I'm a gardener. I love my gardening. Are there any other little things that we can be doing that are short term that are creative? Like we've said, painting, yeah, singing, dancing, music.
Yeah, writing. Writing is also, some people just like to just write at the end of the day or the beginning of the day. It can be at the beginning of the day, for example. Oh, what would I like my day to look like? Or what is one way I would like to feel today? Like, for example, oh, I want to feel good at what I'm doing, or I want to feel joy, or I want to feel that I'm handling things well, like structuring things well. And then you kind of write about it. And maybe it's like whatever, like half a page or like a few sentences or 3 pages, but it's not so much about, but the writing is also definitely a nice method. And of course, there's also like, yeah, there's exercises, small exercises we can do as well that might be a little bit longer, but that are also very beautiful to really, yeah, dive into that space, depending on how much time you have, obviously.
Now, you did mention that you have one simple exercise that you can do to reduce stress. Can you share that with us?
Yes. And it's actually one of my favorite exercises. When I think about it, I just start smiling because it's very, very lovely. So yeah, I think to keep it simple, all that we need is like just one piece of paper. Could be A4. It could also be smaller. And then just one pencil. If you have crayons, you have crayons. If you don't, that's also fine. Or markers, whatever. But if you just have one pencil, that is also fine. And so you just sit down or you lie down, whatever makes you feel more comfortable. And you just allow all of the parts of you to be on that paper. Meaning that, for example, let's say that you're a woman Okay, you could write down that you're a woman. So you kind of allow all parts of you that are present in that moment, that are relevant, to just be. It creates space within ourselves. So for example, woman. And then you can actually choose, for example, like a shape or a symbol that for you in that moment represents that part. So let's say like woman could be like a heart. I'm just saying it could be a heart and you just draw a heart. And if you have crayons, maybe you can give it color if you want, but it's not mandatory. And you can also write woman, right? You can just write it in letters. And then there's maybe other roles you have, like maybe you're a mother, maybe you work at a specific place where you have a specific function. So you start with like the roles that are more clear to see and perceive, perhaps. And then you dive a little deeper. So you go like layer per layer. And then maybe like in my case, I would write down sensitive, like, or a sensitive person, which is also like a part of me, right? And then it's different for everybody, but which qualities, talents, you know, ways of being and seeing are a part of you that you allow to be there on that paper right then. And what I feel to be very healing about this is that the more that we allow ourselves to be with all of our parts and in our totality, the more we feel connected with ourselves. Because that sometimes, you know, after a day of work, we might forget that we're actually also like perhaps a woman who needs some attention and loving, and you know, we want to appreciate ourselves as we are. Maybe we want to do like a beauty routine or whatever it is. I'm just saying it kind of offers that space to be more you. And the more connected we feel with ourselves, the more we let go of stress. Because it's actually very stressful to feel like we have to do this and that, which pertains to specific roles, but then there's no more room for other parts of ourselves. And it sounds very simple, but it's actually quite profound because you really allow yourself to be in all ways that you are, which helps with, like I said, like stress reduction. It helps with self-acceptance as well. And to really see yourself, acknowledge yourself in a broader sense. So this exercise can be short, it can be long. Like what I said with the shapes, it can be really anything. There's no right or wrong. As long, even if you don't feel very inspired, it could just be blobs or whatever, or like circles. It doesn't matter. It's not about what it looks like. It's about the inner movement that we make to really allow that space for ourselves. So that's something I would recommend, which really can be done in 2 minutes if you want it, or it can be 5 to 10 minutes, 20 minutes, depending on that.
Just a quick break, because I need to share this with you. In the past, I had a lot of pain in my shoulder, my knees, my ankle, and I know it's from my background of playing baseball. I used to be a carpenter, from driving, and even working on my computer. I tried everything, and still, I'd be on the couch with my heating pad in pain. Well, lately, a friend introduced me to a new product called NutraSwish. Things changed for me. I'm not kidding you. Within days, no pain. And now I've been taking it for a few months, and what a difference. NutraSwish is all about glutathione. I didn't even know what glutathione was. Well, you know what? I sure do now. If you are experiencing pain, especially nerve damage, I encourage you to take a look. You can find out more in the show notes or go to www.therelaxationlounge.info, and there's a tab above that says pain. Back to the show. That's powerful because I don't know, a lot of times, I don't know for myself, you wear the different hats. So basically you are going from one role to the next role, to the next role, to the next role. And with this practice here, you're putting all the roles on one page and you're celebrating yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really powerful. I love that. So now when you're doing this practice or any type of creativity practice, is there a better time of the day to do these practices?
Yes, good question. I would very much advise people to at the very least have a good start of their day. I mean, I wish everybody a good day, okay? Like from the beginning until the end. But like, I feel it's very powerful. How we start our day really sets the tone for how we're going to feel that day, things we're going to do. And I would advise people to, at the very least, carve out some time in the morning, even, like I said, even if it's 2 minutes. And then the end of the day is also very important to kind of conclude our day. And like you said so beautifully, it's a way, this exercise specifically, but really any way in which we allow ourselves to create is a celebration of who we are. And I think definitely at the end of the day, it's also important to kind of acknowledge what we've done that day or what we've accomplished, or even if it was a crappy day, it happens to all of us. Even if it was a crappy day, can we still love ourselves and still celebrate ourselves? Because it doesn't change us. The way our days go, I mean, we're still worthy and beautiful. And I mentioned inner beauty. So it's very important, I feel, to give attention to that. So mornings and evenings, I would say, if there is time, it's also good to have like to check in like in between those moments. But yeah, depending on when, whether you were like a morning person or an evening person, you might want to do it in the morning or the evening, definitely. And then see if there's other moments available, by all means. Go for it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big believer in morning rituals. Like even like for myself, I don't have something planned. I don't have something, boom, this is what I do every morning. I do what I feel like doing, whether it be reading a chapter in a book or whether it be listening to a song. Do you have a morning ritual that you do?
Yeah, definitely. And I also need it. I'm very much a morning person. So like 5:30 a.m. is usually a good moment for me to kind of boom, get up and do my things. I very much love to kind of just get some air in the morning, just like fresh air. And then I like yoga a lot. I also like to do some journaling or to have a little bit of a sense of what I want to do that day or how what I want it to feel like and look like. So I might also grab my oracle cards and maybe like get out a few cards. Yeah, having a nice cup of tea, that kind of things. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I know when I was younger, and this is when I was living in burnout all the time, I would stay in bed until the last possible second. And even when I was sleeping, I'd be thinking, okay, when I get up, I'm going to wear this, this, and this, and I'm going to do this, this, and this, so that I can be out the door in 5 minutes, so I can get that extra 3 minutes of sleep, which was bizarre. And no wonder I was always, I mean, I started my day off running in a race. Like it was just.
Yeah, who can do that? Yeah.
You know, my first thing is boom, 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 get dressed out the door into the subway, dealing with traffic, dealing with crowds, sitting at my desk, da-da-da-da-da. No wonder. Like, I mean, looking back on the things I used to do, it's just stupid. But I didn't know any better. And what actually, I did a thing the other day where I talked about relaxation and that we were never taught how to relax or take time to yourself. And if you were basically caught relaxing or taking time to yourself, you're being lazy.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and that was just a different culture. And no wonder so many people were sick.
Of course. Yeah. That's where it comes from. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to wrap this up. Now, is there a final words of wisdom that Steffi can share with the audience today?
Final words of wisdom. I think to remember that we're all creative. Because I know there's like some people might think sometimes like, oh, but I'm not creative. I don't know how to draw. I don't know how to do this or that. And of course, you can choose your medium, and not all of them will work for you, which is fine. It's not necessary for all of them to work for you, as long as you're doing something that you feel like, oh, there's like a small little opening. And I think the simplicity of that, you don't have to do like big things or whatever. You don't have to spend like 3 hours on a vision board in order to call yourself creative or to say like, oh, I've done something useful now. No, you can do like small little things and to know that it's inside of you already. You don't have to be an artist or whatever you think you might have to be in order to allow yourself to be creative. So yeah,
I think that's I love that, because what I used to take painting classes when I lived up in this country. And I was horrible. I was absolutely horrible. But we were painting pictures. So this is the picture and this is what the painting's supposed to look like. But I enjoyed it so much. Like it was just that time you spent learning the brush strokes, learning how to play with the paints. And we had a great group of women and we'd all bring sweets. So we'd have that. And it was just such a nice outing. And it was only like a couple hours a week. So it was perfect. And I was not a great artist. And I also love what you said is that time. Like people, I find when they get to the point of being stressed out, they're so conscious of their time, but they're negative about their time. I'm too busy. I have no time. I have a long to-do list. I have no time. And just saying what you said was, it doesn't need to be lengthy. Mm-hmm. Like really, like if you think of it, you could sing or dance to one song. What is that, 3 minutes?
Mm. And also, you can even do it while you're doing the dishes.
Yeah.
Or you can incorporate it in what you do. Like, for example, like, oh, you have your to-do list, whatever. Well, grab some Post-its, grab like different colors and do something funny on your desk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's really very, yeah, it's very broad.
I know people, when they do think creativity, it's, well, I'm not an artist.
Mm.
And then, well, you don't have to be an artist. Mm. And I love that you use that even cooking. You're an artist. You're still making something. You're still creating something. And that's wonderful. Now I understand you're also offering our listeners today a 20% discount. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So I live in the Andes in Peru. So I offer online sessions. I mean, unless you're kind of here, then we can do it here as well. But I offer online sessions, private one-on-one sessions with people. So if anyone were to be interested and you want to maybe dive into what creativity means to you, or you want to use it as a tool to reduce stress, to build resilience, then I'm here. And then especially for the people who are, you know, listening to the podcast, who come through your podcast, I can offer a 20% discount on one session. So it's one session per person and a one-time 20% discount. So yeah, that's what I'm offering.
So now with your sessions, is it coaching on how to bring more creativity into your life, or is it actually doing something creative at that session?
Both. So it depends on what you need in that moment. It can also be like trying to build like a creative strategy on a daily basis, or it can be like wanting to overcome difficult experiences or depression, for example, through creativity. It's very good for that as well. It's a very, very useful tool. So it can be like very specific themes of people perhaps are struggling with, or they want to expand themselves in a certain way, then creativity is like really very good for that. So it really depends. It's very broad. Yeah.
Now, do you teach any type of creative arts?
Yes, but intuitive arts, no technique. Because
I love that.
Yeah, when you said like I with the painting thing, like I was horrible. Well, I'm not good at technique either. I don't know about technique, but that's the beauty of that, when we kind of allow ourselves to just flow and to be creative, and we don't care what it looks like. Well, then we don't have stress about that. So we don't have to do things a specific way, or it doesn't have to be good, whatever that means, right? So yeah, it's really for everybody. It's accessible.
I love that. It was funny when I was taking that class. I remember we once did it was a picture of a loon in the lake and waterfalls, and my loon did not look like a loon. And there was a woman beside me, and she was just doing the splatter paints. And I was watching her more than what I was watching myself. And I was like, wow, that looks really cool. I guess it was just the way she moved and the way she worked with the products. It was like a thicker paint. It was just amazing. So it was like, okay, that's my next project, where I'm not following, where I've got to make something look like something. So I love that art. Okay, great. I'll be putting all your contact information wherever you're listening or watching this. So if you have any questions for Steffi, please reach out and ask her questions and follow her on social media. So thank you, Steffi. Great information. And I'm a little jealous that you're in Peru and I'm in cold Canada, but that's life.
Well, I hear Canada is beautiful as well, so I'm also kind of a little bit jealous.
Okay, well, thank you so much for today. Just a quick note here. If you do struggle with implementing self-care time into your life, I have a free action plan that you can download to help you with that. The download links are in the show notes or wherever you're watching or listening to this. Just leaving you all a gentle reminder to slow down and enjoy life. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. Have you ever wondered what your stress personality is? Are you a self-care goddess or a burnout queen? Well, you can find out by taking my free quiz. You just need to go to www.stressquiz.info to find out where you rank. Sending you love and peace, and I'll see you in the next episode.